Getting going. A good place to start is to decide where you want to write. Find a place and a tire, if necessary, that inspires or just gives you a little space to think. Think about how you want to write. Some people work to a strict routine, office hours, say, or a page, paragraph, sentence, word, syllable, before breakfast. For others, it is more impulsive. They jot in their Moleskine while fishing, on the road, or standing in the queue at the supermarket. Places and practices vary. Should his inspiration start to flag, Dan Brown hangs upside down from gravity boots. Edith Wharton lounged as she wrote, dropping each page onto the floor to be picked up and sorted by the maid. Restaurants hold such an appeal for David Mamet, he wrote a book about writing in them. Engulfed by her obsession with Byron, Lady Caroline Lamb sat up all night in bed, dressed as a boy, penning Glenarvan, a book widely taken to be based on her turbulent, damaging affair with the poet. When a copyist was hired to decipher her pages, she positioned an acquaintance at her harp and herself at a table, still dressed in her writing attire, to create the illusion that her work was penned by the mere boy she pretended to be. Your methods don't have to be so complex, nor your setting so elaborate. Hanging upside down doesn't guarantee a bestseller will come pouring out, and it could lead to a cerebral hemorrhage. Hired help can be highly expensive. And dressing as the page of the man to whom you have lost social standing, health, and sanity is probably more indicative of a mind shell-shocked by obsession than a guarantee of creativity. Devote a corner of the sitting room to your typewriter alone. Mutter into a dictaphone behind a newspaper on the train home. Hole up in your back cave with nothing but blaring Beethoven in your laptop, while hefting heavy weights at the gym, composing your text speak to be transcribed later. Whatever best suits you and most inspires you. The writing process isn't always an easy one, so look for ways to make it as enjoyable as possible. There will be days when the words don't flow and you'd rather be anywhere else doing anything else. Exercise some discipline, but do let yourself breathe. Joseph Conrad's model of working is not one to be emulated, forcing himself to sit at his desk for 8 hours every day, regardless of whether or not he wrote a single syllable, frequently throwing away the ones he did. Your writing routine shouldn't reduce you, or perhaps heighten is a better word with which to describe his hysterical state, to the tortured soul that this ritual created. It takes all my resolution and power of self-control to refrain from butting my head against the wall, he wrote. I want to howl and foam at the mouth, but I daren't do it for fear of waking the baby and alarming my wife. It may have borne Heart of Darkness, but his writing regime did little for his well-being. It also most likely did little for his marriage.